Chola Penche Sangye Drupa Shu
So it is mentioned in the sutra that if you compare the merits of making a divine offering, clothes, food, equal in number to the number of sand grains in the Ganges River, offering that to the numberless sentient beings. Yeah. So, of course, you accumulate merit. But if you compare that merit to the merit of hearing a Buddha's name just once, then the merit of hearing a Buddha's name once surpasses the merit that is gained from that kind of giving. Yeah? And of course, it goes without saying that then if you recollect the Buddha's holy body, if you, you know, think of the Buddha, you visualize the Buddha, right? Of course, the merit is even greater than hearing the Buddha's name. So when we recite prayers, the praise to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, for example, right? If you can visualize or think of Buddha, and if you can recite the praise from within a state of devotion, yeah, and putting your palms together, for example, then of course it is, we only stand to profit. Yeah, profit.
독신이 제사다 독신다 고랑주다 주 마치면 원두 독신다지 소소 쓴다 가와도 좋아 강용 두지 지국이 아래 더 받대 아니 지금 맞았다 아니 쓴 시화다 아니 대바다 내가 한다지 아니 지금 보기 주인이시 잡아요 아니 쓴다 편부용하시래 디미다 대성시다 고
So the idea is that before you learn the Dharma, before you hear the Dharma, if you do it enthusiastically, with joy and delight and with devotion, then of course you stand to benefit, isn't it? But if you learn the Dharma, listen to the Dharma without much interest, without delight, no enthusiasm, and no faith, then it's unlike, or it's difficult for the Dharma to benefit your mind.
Oh, Tukshini, Chazanta, Kaswara Pakita, Kualata, Kulunyapu, Kulunyapu, Chun, Nyangwai, Tundai, Chokang Shevati, Susimji, Tueshi, Yin, Sini, Pagi, Nyangu, Yare, Rawa.
So it's important to adjust the motivation, right? At the beginning, yeah? Adjust the motivation for learning the Dharma, for listening to the Dharma, yeah? And we should try to do that. Yeah? So to listen, to learn the Dharma with a good motivation.
Yeah?
And so when we recite the praises to Buddha, if you can do it delight, with joy, with faith, yeah. Since anyway you're here, since you're already here, might as well accumulate some merit. Might as well make some merit out of your presence here, and you're going to recite the prayers anyway. And so if you can do that, then you get some merit. And of course, after the praise to Buddha, and there is the recitation of the heart of the perfection of wisdom sutra, which is like the kind of like the essence, right, of the perfection of wisdom. Yeah? So if you recite that well, you're able to accumulate the collections and purify the mind of obscurations and negativities. Yeah.
Oh, Tindarisha, Tukchinida, Tekarinavsuda. Takasamazu, Shijin, Sinshuana, Shire, Ta, Pagi. Shijin. Shum Shijin, said it, and then Shirin Bodo, Shum Shijin, Chekiwa.
If you remember the terminological division of the perfection of wisdom, so there is the natural perfection of wisdom, which basically is the object emptiness. Yeah. And the scriptures, the texts that teach emptiness as its subject matter are called the scriptural perfection of wisdom. Yeah. And when we recite or study and we recite these Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, at the same time you can meditate, you can reflect on the meaning. Yeah. And of course, if you have some understanding of emptiness, yeah. So you know that reflection of on emptiness, yeah, thinking about the meaning of emptiness, yeah, it's kind of like the path of perfection of wisdom, yeah.
That the day is too much, that till I tell you, she didn't say the top to him. What the day is too much, that till I tell you, that book to you, she didn't say the top to you, you are it.
And of course, if those who can do that, right, will eventually achieve what you call the resultant perfection of wisdom, yeah, which comes on a basis, right, in dependence upon the path perfection of wisdom. So the path of perfection of wisdom is dependent on the generation of the path of perfection of wisdom is dependent on the scriptural perfection of wisdom. So in order to for the power of perfection of wisdom to generate in your continuum, you have to depend on the scriptural perfection of wisdom. Yeah? So without depending on the scriptural perfection of wisdom, there's no way to actualize the power of perfection of wisdom, without which there's no resultant perfection of wisdom. That is impossible. Yeah? And in the absence of the resultant perfection of wisdom, that means one will not be able to do perfect work for all sentient beings. Yeah. So in order to achieve the resultant perfection of wisdom, you need the power perfection of wisdom. And for that reason, we need to depend on the scriptural perfection of wisdom. But relying on the scriptural perfection of wisdom does not mean merely reciting text or reading. You know. It doesn't mean that, yeah. But it means on the basis, of course, learning, knowing the words of the scriptural perfection of wisdom. Main thing is to think about the meaning, to reflect, to analyze, yeah, so that you can, you know, yeah. So that's what is meant by relying on the scriptural perfection of wisdom. By relying well on the scriptural perfection of wisdom, like in the manner of basically analyzing well, you know, deep analysis, analyzing well, reflecting well, and then you get you know, some pretty good understanding, yeah? Getting at the object correctly, yeah? Emptiness, yeah. And then that kind of, it's like a start to, kind of a beginning or start to knowing what the Tathagata essence is, what our own Tathagata essence is, what our Buddha nature is. Well, of course, that is possible. I mean, we come to we come to understand or know our own nature, our own Buddha nature, our own Tathagata essence. Yeah? And of course, through depending on the scriptural perfection of wisdom. Yeah? Yes, but in the first place, that is possible because we possess the Tathagata essence in the first place. Yeah? Because that's our nature in the first place, our deepest nature. Right? Because we possessed it, we have been possessing it since time without beginning. Yeah? Because it's there, it has always been there, therefore it is possible to realize it, and then it's possible for the mind to develop.
Yeah.
So, in dependence upon the scriptural perfection of wisdom, then we come to understand, and again, correct understanding, and some experience of the natural perfection of wisdom, which is basically the object, emptiness. And in this case, no, we come to get a better idea, correct idea of our Buddha nature, the Tathagata essence. Yeah. And it is only when you get correct idea, understanding of the Tathagata essence, that then one comes to understand the statement and the meaning of the statement, the mind is clear light and the defilements are adventitious. Yeah. Because only when you see emptiness, I mean, when you have a good understanding and correct idea of it, yeah, then of course you see that it is true that the nature of the mind is clear light. Yeah. And that the defilements, although they are there, yeah, but they are really adventitious, yeah, in that they can be removed, you see. They can be removed, right? And so when you see that they can be removed, then that individual would then really be very interested in actualizing, working hard to actualize the path perfection of wisdom. And of course, come the day when you have the power of perfection of wisdom, then the result of perfection of wisdom is only a matter of time.
Rangi di tinte shen tu kwa na, ta ti gyun zhen su shen de ta, sim zhen shen gi ta, pa yi kar suwa de. Sim zhen shen, ani chi tong yin tu kwa la, ani sim zhen shen gi, ni mo ti ha lo po wa yi ba, sim zhen rang shen la shu me ba. Ta, rangi gyun zhen su shen de, she tu ba shi yu ku ya de. Ta tinte she tu kwa yi na, mo ni chi ta pa yi kar suwa de. Ta, ning che yi se de, ta shen da me ta wa shi.
So with an understanding of good understanding and experience of the object, the emptiness of true existence, and in particular, the mind's emptiness of true existence, right? Which is basically the real Tathagata essence. Yeah. Then one comes to really understand how the mind is in the nature of clear light, and the defilements are really adventitious. Yeah. Yeah, it is possible for the defilements to be separated from the mind, and because of your personal understanding, that personal understanding then can be extended to other sentient beings. Yeah. That individual who has that realization understanding is able then to extend the understanding to other sentient beings. Yeah. That they understand that sentient beings also have the Tathagata essence, and that their defilements, their afflictions are adventitious, and it's just that for at the time being, sentient beings are under the control of their afflictions because they have not realized their Tathagata essence yet. But they realize that, so this person understands that the sentient beings, if they are able to realize their own Tathagata essence, that they will be able to free themselves from the defilements as well. Yeah. So this a person who has an understanding of emptiness, yeah, realization. I guess their experience of compassion is markedly different, yeah. Right? How they view the sentient beings, yeah.
Oh, toshine, tishito kala, tindeji ani jibogi da sim, da simje tamje yijugi, da kaso re jiba di lobo ji tongi to kala, ani jita, da jig susu kalle jamne, da jig kalle jay simshu shile kiro.
So, based on the same reason, so those individuals who have generated the thought of enlightenment, the mind of enlightenment, right? They are able to do that because they see that the descendant beings can be. The sentient beings can free themselves from defilements. Yeah. So when the individual who has this understanding and then is able also to generate this thought, yeah, of enlightenment, right? Because they see that something can be done, is it? So then they are able also to work for others, yeah. Because they see the possibility, yeah.
So those
individuals who see that defilements are advantageous, right? Because the nature of mind is clear like they are able to therefore generate the step that comes before bodhicitta, the wholehearted resolve, because they see that it is possible, see? And therefore they take on the personal responsibility that I will do it myself alone, you
see.
So when you get to recite the sutras, like the perfection of wisdom sutras, like the one, like the heart of the perfection of wisdom, right? When you recite, you know, if you can meditate, then it will be very good, yeah. Meditate on the meaning as you go through the words, yeah. And primarily, of course, the subject matter is emptiness, but you take ourselves, the person, yeah, as the basis. Yeah. Yeah. So trying to get a feel or understanding of the emptiness of the I or the self, yeah, the person, right? Of course, if that can be done, if you really can meditate, then of course, there will be a lot of benefit, yeah.
お、てんで、あてれ、たつめ、おてれ、たこ、かそれち。お、かんとと、おとしねた。かそれた。お、こんばし、しろしす、おとれ、おかんとと、おてんで、てれちなだ。あれからすっぽい、ちゅうにししばじなにち。 소소줄을 침부 기와도 소소 통통에 어떤 데서 팀내나 닦고 고티레 지점도 좀 지나고 차르도 되는 고티레 싫어.
So you just have to try your best, your individual best, yeah? As much as possible. You have to think about stuff, meditate, you know? You really have to reflect on what you learn, yeah? Then that makes a you want to learn, yeah? Then change can come. Otherwise, just learning the Dharma, if you don't meditate, you don't reflect. And sometimes, you know, just learning the Dharma makes your mind more makes hardened, you know. Yeah, hardens the mind. You know? Yeah, it's no benefit. Yeah, so the point is, from your side, you just have to try your individual best, yeah? That you have to learn the Dharma willingly, happily, you know, with joy, yeah, happily. You have to want it, yeah, from your side, yeah? Then, if you have that attitude, then you learn, then you get some benefit, yeah? You get a benefit, yeah? So, just have to try, you know?
Okay, that's in the shop, Dokshini, that's in the shop.
So, there are the eight branches of the Arya's path. Yeah. So, according to the Compendium of Knowledge, the eight branches of the Arya's path have the Four Noble Truths as its observed object. Okay, so the eight branches of the Arya's path have the four of the Four Noble Truths as its observed object. And what is the manner of meditation? The manner of meditation is similar to what was explained during the earlier section on the seven branches of enlightenment. So, for example, by focusing on the true suffering and true origins, one generates a wish to discard or to abandon them, and when through focusing on the true cessation and true path, one develops the wish, you know, to cultivate them, to actualize, to manifest them. And the purpose of meditating on the eight branches of the Arya's path is to abandon the path of meditation abandonments. And as we have seen, the path of meditation abandonments, there are both afflictive obscurations and knowledge obscurations.
Pape lam tela tene, ani rang diurje, pape lam yala shen, 깨버려 치고 있잖아요. 다 밥을 남이하러 쓰다 죽습니다. 또 무엇을 해도 다시 쓰는데도 죽습니다. 저는 죽습니다.
Yeah, so if you ask what exactly is a branch of an Arya's path, yeah, what is this entity? Basically, it is that which is a cause of its result in Arya's path.
어두시네. 다 딜락 가주열에서는 딜락 소원 시대. 다 양탑에 따와, 양탑에 도바, 양탑에 마, 양탑에 레기타스, 양탑에 조아, 양탑에 조아 템바 아니, 양탑에 딩진스다. 보배라면 게 소두시네 샤에.
So there are eight branches of Arya's path, and they are as follows: correct view, correct thought, correct speech, correct aims of actions, correct livelihood, correct exertion, correct mindfulness, and correct meditative stabilization.
어떠신데? 다들 전다 만탈한데 박별남기라 박별남이라 이게 가려졌나? 만탈은 랍토가지 구구이하래. 어떠신데로? 즉대만 랍토가지 이게 강하려졌나? 독신이다. 배는 다른 진다들래는 만탈한데 랍토가지 소구구이하래. 소소에 깔려잡지 장가지 랍토가지 어라.
So by coming to class, the minimum target you must aim for is to be able to say what these eight are. By coming to class, you have to be able to say what these eight are. And you have to put effort into that. Yeah? To be able to list, for example, just listing what the eight are. Yeah?
Can you make it? You must be able to list the number eight. Tonda dire kasorata, tinde pabelame la ye sista tonda tonda karere. So do you look at that? Did it? 뭐군들이 같이 나치도 저 뒤바이나 답하게 있다 라바숨나로 두려야지 그래서 뭐군들이나 직접도 삼수카렌 지혜사심 이도니 숨수들이래 배차와 도대 숨수 쥐라마네 숨수 독신 닦아도 박근들이 찍는 돈다이다 박배 팔아야 제디 주드나 달라고 숨긴 하고 되네.
So these eight branches of the Arya's path can be condensed into the three higher trainings.
어떻게 다디나 순도나 다디 가르사르페나 양다베 따와 양다베 도바 양다베 조아 양다베 쳔바 스르고다 조다 양답이 따와서야다. 양답이 똑바와서 양답이 텐바스나 배젠다. 고 시럽기 공항 두드려야지. 그럼 또 조화대야 되나 샤샤 되면 스무다야래 어디래. 시럽기 라버드바나 시 된다 샤로.
시래.
시.
아, 네. 내가 숨 지샤.
아, 지금 너는 어디 배지? 그러면 배지 너는 어디 거야?
내가 양답이 따와 양답이 똑바 양답이 조화 숨.
조화대야.
조화지. 딩에징이 라바라 양답에 전다당 양답에 딩에징 딩에징이 라바 니마도 민도 직니 숭 지가 주둔게 오래
니 배제 나올디 샤샤 다 전바디야 디나 샤도 니 배제 나올디 시샤샤 디디 이기 노래나 하모거든 니마 따시디 잡시디 가시 안디 델도 양답에 따와, 양답에 똑바, 양답에 쪼와, 양답에 템바
시바르와 시또 디시가르
디시가 되는 옆에서 나한테 되시죠 따라와 노리는 나무 딜 시럽이 레벤으로 두번 있으시다
Yeah, so these eight branches of the Arya's path can be condensed into the three higher trainings. Yeah? So according to my text, there are four of these eight branches that is condensed into the higher training of wisdom. Yeah? Correct view, correct thought, correct exertion, and correct mindfulness. Then you have correct speech, correct aims of actions, and correct livelihood. This is condensed into the higher training of ethics, higher training ethics, yeah, ethical discipline. Yeah. So according to my text, right, correct view, correct thought, correct mindfulness, and correct exertion is condensed into the higher training in wisdom, right? Correct view and correct thought, it's pretty straightforward, yeah. I mean, you can see why it is included or condensed into the higher training or in wisdom. But how is correct mindfulness and correct exertion condensed into the higher training in wisdom? So that's the question. So you have a correct meditative stabilization that is included in the higher training of in concentration, so that's straightforward, right? No quarrels about that. Likewise, one can see how correct speech, correct aims of actions, and correct livelihood is included or condensed into the higher training in ethics. There's no quarrel about that as well, yeah. So earlier when we looked at the four close placement of mindfulness, yeah. If you remember, those four close placement of mindfulness are included in the category of wisdom. They're classified as wisdom, essentially. Yeah. Yeah. So if that's the case, then to have here correct mindfulness coming condensed, being condensed into the higher training of wisdom, would then make some sense. Yeah. I
mean.
So that leaves us with correct exertion, isn't it? Explaining how correct exertion is condensed into the higher training of in wisdom. I guess maybe we can look at it this way. exertion, you know, you put in effort, you put in effort, you strive for something because you see the point, is it? There must be a reason. You must see the reason before you work hard, is it? You strive for something, you want something, you see the point, the reason, the purpose, what's in for you, you know. So when we're talking about effort, we're not talking about blind faith, you know. Oh, just doing something because you don't know, you know, somebody says, or you know, whatever, you know, you just do, you know, but you're not really sure why, you know, why, what, and so forth. You know. So you're not talking, you know, that's not a real exertion, you know, it's not effort. You know. So the exertion here is, correct exertion here is kind of like a faith that is engendered through knowledge, you know, through understanding. You generate belief, therefore you work at it because you see the reason, you see the point. Yeah. Yeah, so as such, so it involves thinking. Basically, so you can see, I guess, how that is kind of like wisdom, isn't it? Right? You need to think about it, right? So I guess maybe if we can explain it in this way, then we can then account for why, because the correct exertion is condensed into the higher training of wisdom, in wisdom. Yeah. But maybe there are other ways of condensing these eight branches of the IS path, yeah? Another way of condensing it, yeah, into the three higher trainings. But I've not. We have been able to
consult other texts.
So correct speech, of course, is a speech of karma. Yeah? Correct aims of action is bodily karma. Yeah? And correct livelihood, it's kind of like basically talking about behavior. So, which of course then I think we have included in under ethical discipline.
Yeah?
It is always explained that the former acts as the basis for the latter. In the context of the three higher trainings. So, in order for you to have any training of concentration, you first must have a strong foundation in ethical discipline. So, therefore, the higher training in ethical discipline is the foundation, the basis, yeah, for the higher training in concentration, and the higher training in concentration is the foundation, the basis, for the higher training in wisdom. So these eight branches of the Arya's path can also be subsumed under four branches here. So correct view, the first one, the first of the eight branches, correct view, is included in the branch of affirmation, is translated here as affirmation.
Musum to Lucilla, Tacos of Night, Tatuni, Musum to Lucilla, 양태베 따와스 지단 따뜻이 또 로디라 다 양태베 따와스에 다 컵스고버 셰디 따뜻이 무슨도 로디 다 양태베 따와스에 틀어져야지.
So in general, a correct view here is the wisdom realizing emptiness. Yeah. But here, in this context, a correct view here refers to the wisdom directly realizing emptiness.
어떻게 따뜻해마 딱딱 가르소라다 같이 양답에 떠봐세디 배나 배나 토나 가르소나
여기.
통랑의 내갑수스입니다. 단념식의 내갑수, 동반이 모순도 통대받이 아니 놀라야겠다. 제도의 내갑수야 다행도 가라. 아니 지금 갈 수가 없네. 아니 다동이 아프게 동반이 전화다. 십차보신에 다행이다. 주바 세시고도 하다. 다 갈 수가 없네. 용수 주비 열아 신라고 해드렸다. 념쇼도 통해 된티니 제도의 내갑수 용수 주비 따와 세시다.
도주니스베다
양답에 따와서야지 용수주비 열라 쓰기도
하고
용수주비 열라 쓰고 어디 가르쳐나 냠시하게 내가 좀 모순도 통대에 거기 따와셔라 봐 동문이 모순도 따와셔라 뒤 주도기 내가 없어 다동이 한다 십소부시네 따와서 있다 용수주비 쓰기
So a correct view in general refers to wisdom realizing emptiness but in this context It refers specifically to the wisdom directly realizing emptiness. Yeah. So there is the view that is sustained in meditative equipoise. Yeah. And when that individual arises from the meditative equipoise directly realizing emptiness, in post-meditative equipoise, the individual continues to analyze. You know. So you have the two factors of mental factors of investigation and analysis of the two. It is analysis which is basically thinking about something in a more refined way, checking things in more detail. Yeah. So that's analysis. Yeah. So in post-meditative equipoise, there's also a continual detailed analysis of the view, yeah, sustaining the view, right, that was realized in the meditative equipoise. Yeah. So as such, this correct view is subsumed into the branch of affirmation, but it's translated as affirmation. But it's in Tibetan, it sounds like the branch of thorough analysis. So literally is the branch of in the past, we said thorough analysis, right? By the way, according to this study manual. I mean, we're talking about the same thing. The study manual is translated as affirmation, right? These people must know what they're talking about also, right? But anyway, yeah. Literally, it's the branch of thorough analysis, yeah. Correct thought is included in the second branch that brings about understanding. So the second branch is called the branch of engendering understanding or bringing about understanding.
어떻게 해? 다 돈다니 바기 다 돈다니 못해. 바기 다 양다니 용수집에 연락 쓰이한테 따와도 용수집에 연락 샀어요. 도당이 지도가 내가 없어. 나쁘게 용수집에 십수부진에 대체 다 소소히 시험바 뒤니 아니 시험을 고하러 채웠어. 다 돈도 구릉도 없이 구겨하래. 소소 강시험바도 시험을 고하러 채웠다. 똑바서도 구릉도 없이 비치다. 다 구릉도 없이다. 군인 농실도 없이 다 돈다 뒤내시라 고야 양다봐. 신은 과르쳐봤어요. 고시기다. 조조 똑바세지 구름도 없이라 고야시다. 소수 15신, 약속신 신대만 뒤니. 다 뒤끼인 체제다. 뒤끼인 랑대 똑바세나 뒤에 구름시지 신은 과르쳐봤어요.
So in post-meditative poise, so you know when we're talking about correct view, right? So in post-meditative poise, the bodhisattva, or this, in this case, yeah, the bodhisattva, is also analyzes in detail, right? The truth, isn't it? Emptiness, yeah. So, and of course he has this very good understanding through experience of emptiness, yeah. Then he has that motivation to engender this same realization in others. He wants to cause others to come to the same understanding. So that's why you have correct thought, yeah. So thought here, I think here mainly refers to the motivation, yeah. The thing that drives him, makes that bodhisattva wants to teach, you know, or share his realizations of the truth, the emptiness to others.
Yeah. Yantabe, Tawa Telatin, Yantabe, Topa, Senator, Kunin Longatin, Kutua, Dine Kunin Lanche, Ta Anishi, Kosh, Yishevashi, Yala, Senator, Tonanga, Yantabe, Yantabe, Legita, Yantabe, Chor, Tisumji, Anishita, Kasore, Shin Yishevashi, Yala, Sintosinita, Tinana, Shahe, Otire.
So with correct view, then he's able to have correct thought. Based on that, then there is the branch of engendering belief in others. There are three out of the eight branches of the Arya's path subsumed under the branch of engendering belief in others. Yeah. So what are they? They are correct speech, correct aims of actions, and correct livelihood. Yeah.
Otoxine, that on that Casore, that Penata, that Tinde Kuluntine, that in Tikuna Lance, Tudaita, Magi, Matan Tese, Anipata, Anishi Shellan, Tishi Capche, Anni Cancer Rani, Tawa number Tapani Pachi, Kotuviore, Suzuki of Kandia, take Yam Yum Kadia Pesanta, Katsuji Tideta, Tawa Kadia, some. So so tawa de kadene nak de tomi tshe kyane ane shetu be otire shingi shetu se shela yishin kuro ata dire.
And there is correct speech means the people have the referring to others, yeah. When people listen to this bodhisattva's explanation of the truth, yeah. Emptiness, right? Yeah. The people are able to believe or that, maybe he's saying the right thing. Right? Makes sense. And he must make sense because he must know something, right? Yeah, because he has correct view and correct thought. Right?
Yeah.
So you have correct aims of actions, which means not doing the things that are not to be done. Right, there are things, many things that are not, that you know, that shouldn't be done, and no, it's not good. Yeah. So correct aims of actions means not doing that. Yeah. So essentially, referring to bodily karma, pure actions of body. Yeah. So means having ethical discipline, pure ethical discipline. Yeah. So because of not of abandoning certain non virtues, then others can kind of believe that, hey, this person has ethical discipline, or this person has correct aims of actions. So correct speech can be understood to be the four virtues of speech, which are the opposites of the four non-virtues of speech, right? And correct aims of actions are also the basically the virtues of the body, right? Which means having abandoned killing and so forth. Having abandoned the three bodily non-virtues.
What did it? Toshin. That here, that auntie near part ships of tongue and up and a young type of nut, young the legged tar sitting. Under the mountains and the garden, right?
So if you analyze more, is correct speech or not? Is correct speech or not?
Huh? You know why I asked that? Huh? You know why I asked that? Huh? Why? Yang tabi ngadi ngare maris, why I asked that?
You know why? Why did I? Yeah. Why the purpose behind this question is correct speech or not?
Huh? Correct speech, correct? No, correct speech is speech? Huh? No, somebody said correct speech is speech, no? Huh? How you explain correct speech, how can you explain consciousness, how can you explain? Ati kandati samadhanare ta yantabe nga seta yantabe legi ta siti ta tonda tine pukita tangare ati yang samadhan kuyare pena palaya la ye situ kala palaya kanga lamre kembare chepata palaya la kanga lamre kembare situ yang yantabe nga yantabe legi ta tinto yang sudo shana yang kunzu jawa kandisya kuyo yang.
Well, the point is this, yeah. The eight branches of the IS path are all paths, are all exalted knowers. So if we say that correct speech is speech and correct aims of actions is physical action, then how do you explain correct speech and correct aims of actions to be exalted knowers, to be paths?
Because
Because the definition of a branch of Arya's path is an exalted node in an Arya's continuum that is a cause of its result in Arya's path. That is how it is posited, right? Which means it is an exalted node, yeah.
오독심이 제가 다 대해서는 땅을 했다. 빼나 땅 아기래 이기래 땅 뭐 가서 아기래 이기래 독심이 위하래 가서 아기래 맞아 유기래 아기래 쓰는 또 누구도 와 다 너네 나 숨어 나 시에 이기래 쓰는 나 숨는 도와 봐 이기래 유나면 어디로
so There is bodily karma and verbal karma. That's in the Lamrim, yeah, you know, in the section of the 10 known virtues, right? Or in the section of, basically karma. They talk about bodily karma and verbal karma. Yeah. But was there any mention of mental karma? In the Lamrim, when they talk about the 10 non-virtues, there are 3 bodily non-virtues, 3 body, 4 verbal non-virtues, and you have 3 mental non-virtues. But what did they say about the 3, the last 3? They are not karma, yeah? Isn't it? Right, the last 3 are not karma, isn't it? The covetousness, ill will, and wrong views are not karma because they are afflictions. They're not karma, yeah?
We complete Lamrim already. Huh? That thing would have been a parable. Never check on you, but you somebody. He more than that.
Let's say we have a thought of wanting to harm somebody. Is that thought an affliction or not?
Oi. Huh? Affliction or not? To harm the thought. Harming thought. Very beginning of this. Huh? Thought harm the other. That is affliction. Huh? Say something, then I'll say something else. Others.
The motivation you have let's say you have a motivation to harm somebody. A motivation, is that an affliction or not? Is motivation an affliction or not? That motivation.
나무이나 다 내셔라. 어? What is affliction? 파티네 진들에 다티 삼모다에 다가나 파 양모스 파키탈 람르나네 요나 시네 다스 간 주기 롱탄 숨놈 드니 레장 이스 다티 아파 공바시에레 다다 롱하기 드니 레레 라메레스 다 이게 숨디 람네 모데 레마레스 디네 다 레탄 람기 쳐버신 다 람르나마 그냥 마 슈슈 차레 어디데 갈라야 지 라야 보게 할 람르데 롱 독신이야 공바시나야 어디서 변도용해 어디데
So I think maybe you should revisit the material that was covered, and maybe there will be some benefit. Yeah. So we discussed this already in class. Yeah. Like basically based on what is said by Basubandhu in his Treasury of Manifest Knowledge, yeah, that the first seven, yeah, are both karma and paths of karma. The last three are not karma, but they are paths of actions. Yeah.
아니 레레 라메레 서 나기 듄젤라 레게 요레 라밍게 요레스 어때던 람니가 이게 요레스 또 이메 잡다스 그 말데 레던 람니가 이게 요레스 딱 치마텔라 레네 자오니네 요 말 람마도 요 말스 저서 따디 진데기 다 잡을치나 숨어도 왔다 된돌아 해지 봐 로시아 됐어 한 섬에 요 땅나야 보여
So yeah, so the first seven, the three bodily non-virtues and the four verbal non-virtues, there are instances of those seven that are both that are karma and that they are part and that there are instances of them being paths of actions. It's not saying that they definitely have to be, but there are instances where they are both they are karma and they are paths of actions. The last three. Covetousness, ill will, and wrong views are not karma. It's clear, yeah. But they are paths of actions.
Oh, to see that, then ma, consider that. Yang ta be chua se de tine, bena ta. Ta yang ta be chua se de la tine, consider that. Ta lu su, ta lu be chua.
Lu su
ta ma de ba si la ta. 디스메 다 로소세드나 다 다 누가 니게 다 티구여레 누가 니게 다네 로소 유구여레 어 대다 맞아 왔다 로소도 맞아 있고네 다 초아제다 양다 초아세스
So you have correct livelihood means living life sustaining life living life without being without involving wrong livelihood yeah. and wrong livelihood can happen both with body and or speech, right? Yeah. So correct livelihood means living life without being influenced or without basically these wrong livelihoods of involving body and or speech.
Yeah. 미자와 숭해지다 돈다 디숭이어래 숭해다 내토나 다 양다모 좋아세드래
Yeah, so the point of the correct livelihood is to guard one's body and speech.
어 독신이 다 된대 성다 다디 지금 다 남는 남자 유태가래 다 가서네들에 다 가서래 보기 다 먹고 좋아 신다 된대 용구도 다 된다 제가 마침부터 이거 말 다이나 고 연주지 신나야 보래 독신이 있더나 가사 세신 것도 왔다 돈다 띵 아기를 줬다 아기 돈에 용해 배나 다 소속이다 대단 대 아니 지금 다 도시에 군에 랑대 다 튼튼 예시 딘데게 아니 중도의 지도가 나는 다 책임 못해야 돼 바로 다 좀 아기 돈에 용해 다 아기 지금 전보다 인보다 딘데 시에서 다 돈다 조조 도시에 군에 랑대 Nyeba tedante, ta tundu nyeba chishi, ta tada 독신다 돈다 이거 믿어 고고 다 독신다 진리 독야 저는 너무 좋았어요.
You already know this, yeah, but there's so no harm to repeat this again, yeah, because it is listed in the Lambrim. Right? There are five wrong livelihoods, isn't it? So the first one is kasab. I think it's hypocrisy or pretension, I guess. Basically, it's an action of speech, right? Driven by attachment or ignorance, you know? And you're looking for something, you know? And then. Then after that, I think maybe flattery, I think. Kasap. Flattery, maybe flattery. Kasap. Motivated by attachment. Some affliction, right? Attachment, like. Then you want to get something, you know. Then you saka, like, basically. Saying, you know. Being politically correct, saying nice things, you know. Yeah. Flattering. Yeah, basically, yeah. Kasap.
What ta sholong se de tire ta zo zo ta nga ta tene sa re ta shen la sik kar sa ne ma shen la je pe na shen la ta ta zo zo so so lo to doi ta u ne lang te tire ta do sha ma tine u ne lang te ta kan sa shen la shen la je kya pa jin je dan tine do u su ta ta tine ki ta shing ya ko shi jo se ta so so la te chung doi u ne lang te tine do ti ya ko shi u do sa kan tine do sin ta la ya shing kuro wa.
So that's flattery, so which is a non-virtue of is a verbal non-virtue. Then next is hinting, I think, hinting, which is also a verbal non-virtue, right? So driven by attachment, a thought wanting to possess something, you want something, you know? Then you say to someone, you know, a potential benefactor or whoever, like, say, wow, you know, there's something very nice, you know? This person has that something very nice, you know, that person has that something very nice, or it would be good if you have it, you know, I have it, you know. Basically hinting.
So, yeah. What did they say? So, I said, that didn't even give it to us, said it to the Canada, but the left cursor.
Yep, all right, so.
That on that cursor. Tila dhamena yungtu, ta chidan tere, ta nyeba chungchung yi pati si, ta nyeba chungchung yi pati si, ta tsu tile che si, ta chungdu si, ta tende kulung tine ki si, ta tile che si chungdu si, ta nyeba chintuwa si kuro, si la nyeba te si, ta zozo kulung di la, soso la tile che si rana asana samba tine tang si, ta tisi la, nyeba si te si, tile si nyeba si chungdu yi kulung tine ki si che bai na, ta nyeba zoba si lukso si kuro.
Then the third is, I think it's called baiting, if not wrong. Baiting, I think. Like fishing, baiting. You know, of course, it's again driven by attachment. It's driven by some affliction, attachment, wanting to get something, you know. So, you give a small gift to somebody to make the person happy so that you want to get something better in return, more, you know. You want the person to give you at the end of the day, you know. To give you something back, you know, more than what you have given them. So that's called, I think it's baiting, if not, yeah, baiting. I mean, in English, it's baiting, yeah.
Yeah. Right, they were good answer. Not to the devil, the Yabushu Chunsun star. The Mapaches, not to what the Yabushu Pembushu Chunsun of Satan Yanchis, and your eyes to them.
And the next one, I don't know what it's called.
Nimdor, the Yamdor, even if it's all not to sit in the shadow.
So another way of looking at baiting is that you already have gotten something from that person, you know. You want the same. The person to give you the something similar or the same thing again, you know. So and then you tell the benefactor, you tell the person, oh, last time remember you gave this thing, you know. It's very useful, very good, you know. With that kind of motivation again, you know? So expecting, you know. So that's a wrong livelihood also, yeah.
What to say? That top the Jawa says to, that top the Jawa said it, that we do shit to that. 신 퍼져버려 대바 맨아 쉬어지다 우주기 없이 출렁한 시어로 왔다 토비자 오세 티레
The next one is what do you say in English? Basically, it's like you know, forcing somebody. You know, basically, pressuring. Maybe, huh? No, I think not blackmail. It's pressuring. It's not blackmail. Pressuring. Basically, you know, just being very insistent. You know, saying it over and over again, doing this, doing that. You know, yeah, it's just pressuring. I mean, pressuring. Yeah.
What did you say? That any thing that, what is that? That, 출제했다. 출제했을 때, 나도 나의 조조 다디 누기 남기로다 조조 다 누기잖아 이것이. 나도 나티는 지금 한지
벌써
지금 수수기다. 거기 니아바토도 삼바틴데 군에 랑샤네 진다당 틴데 되나 지금 남기 중부면아야 지 중부이 또 신대나 다티데 틀었다.
Then the next is, I think hypocrisy or pretension. Yeah? That's more like a bodily thing. You know, basically pretending to be holy. You know, you're not holy. You know, but motivated by desire to get something from a benefactor. You know? You want something. You know, then you know, when in front of that person, then you act holy. You know? Basically it's pretension, like hypocrisy. You know, basically just. Showing an aspect of yourself which you are not really are, you know.
What does it mean? Tonight, that goes well, so Tere, Karsana, that young time, Tsoa, Sedu, Tso, Tere, Tapogita, Mata, that Yigi, that Pogita, Migiwat in the Sunche, that Tilata, Tso, Tere, that young time, Tsoa, Sedu, Tere, that Mata, Yugi, Migiwat in the Sunche, that.
So essentially, correct livelihood is to protect the guard, the body, and the speech from non-virtue, right?
What is this? Sumsha, that dinema, and it's a toxin, that disumdi, yantabe, legit, yantabe, toa city, that shin yishabachi, yalas, and toxin, that toxin, sumdi, toxahe.
So correct speech, correct aims of actions, and correct livelihood are subsumed under the branch of engendering belief in others. Then the remaining three, correct effort, correct mindfulness and correct meditative stabilization are included in the branch of antidote.
What do you mean? That's all so till it been a zoa said it comes over here till it been a zoa.
No.
Zoa. Zoa. So I said it, that comes about the attitude. That comes about the attitude, that comes about the attitude, that palaya lagi, gomche, so gombanimu pongu yare. That gombanimu, that pongai la yurumbuku yare. That gombanimu pongu yare. That gombanimu pongu yare. That gombanimu pongu yare.
Correct effort or correct exertion maybe is better in this context. Yeah, refers to this mind of a kind of no die attitude, you know, with regards to abandoning the path of meditation abandonments. Because in order to abandon the path of meditation abandonments, which do not involve just the afflictions but also the knowledge obscurations, right? The path of meditation abandonments are of two, right? So in order to abandon these, starting with the path of meditation abandonments, which are afflictions, a hell of a long time is needed. So you know that this bodhisattva needs that exertion and that you know, the spirit to work at abandoning them over a long time. He must have that view, that, and not just that, he also has that view, that spirit of wanting to work hard and also to overcome also the knowledge obscurations. So in essence, correct exertion here refers to that exertion in cultivating the antidotes to the knowledge obscurations. Next, you have correct mindfulness. So, when excitement arises, or when one notices excitement has arisen or is about to arise, then correct mindfulness here is not holding the mind, bringing the mind to the faults of cyclic existence, bringing the mind to the fact of ugliness, all these are antidotes, right, to counteract excitement. So mindfulness here in this context is not forgetting these. Then if laxity is arising or has arisen, then mindfulness here means turning the mind to the benefits of concentration, the benefits of having concentration, and then keeping the mind on that, not forgetting that. And when the mind is not affected by excitement or laxity, then correct mindfulness here means not forgetting to keep the mind in its natural state, desisting from applying any antidotes. Then you have correct meditative stabilization for the purpose of achieving clairvoyances and so forth. Here it refers to relying on the antidotes. So here current meditative stabilization is for the purpose of achieving qualities like clairvoyances and so forth. But in there are discordant factors to be overcome in the process of achieving clairvoyances. So in order to achieve those qualities, then one has to rely on the antidotes to quell, to overcome the discordant factors.
Yeah. Duksini ta yonsu chibe yala, ane kohar chibe yala, ichebar chibe yala, nimbe yala asum duksini ta, duksini jishe gyashi yungudu.
This is how the eight branches of the Arya's paths are subsumed under the four branches of affirmation, or branch of Taro analysis, the branch of engendering understanding, the branch of engendering belief in others, and the branch of the antidotes. Yeah. And this explanation is according to the higher Abhidharma, the compendium of knowledge. So, yes, in this context, specifically, the eight branches of Arya's paths, specifically here in this context, is talking about stuff on the path of meditation, right? But this is the meaning of the branches of the Arya's path. Yeah. But we don't have to limit our perspective of the eight branches of Arya's path in this, just to the path of meditation. Although it is, that's what it is. But if you think about it in a general way, I guess, we can perhaps, for example, regard correct view as not being restricted to emptiness, but it could mean having a correct understanding of impermanence. It could mean a correct understanding of the four noble truths. And it could also refer, we can look at it in terms of a conviction and understanding of karma and its effects. So, point here is that correct view, he refers to wisdom. The wisdom that is able to discriminate between things, what is this and what is that, in particular to discriminate between what is true and false, what is correct and wrong. You can refer to just like the common kind of belief or understanding of what is harmful and what is non-harmful, right? What is harmful to oneself, what is harmful to others, what is beneficial to oneself, or what is beneficial to others. But people may have, definitely there are people have their own views as to what is good and bad, what is harmful and beneficial, right? Then it becomes very complicated, yeah.
So 바바 디 겐치지 양더베 또바 세데 꾸룽지 아니 시다 다 유튜브에 시야보던 두셔 꾸룽 세데 시티라 되네 용도와
So anyway, yeah, so wisdom, being able to this, to really know what to do and what not to do, what is right and what is wrong. Yeah? And if you have wisdom, then you will be able to have correct motivation. So with wisdom comes it's possible to have good, correct motivation. And with correct motivation, then it's possible to have correct speech and correct aims of actions. Yeah. Having a pleasant or suitable, appropriate, I guess, physical and verbal conduct. And with correct speech and correct aims of actions, when you are able to guard your body and speech from non-virtue, then you are able to live a correct life, a good life. Here, the correct livelihood,
yeah?
And with that, then you'll be able to strive appropriately, correctly in whatever you do.
What is it? Tindeshina, Tonda Yanta, 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 Legita, Yanta, Zoa, Zoa, Tindesh Yobaina, Anicota, Kalsora, Pogi, Tishita, Lela, Tapatella, and Lela, who you
went.
What is it?
If there is correct aims of actions, livelihood, and there's correct exertion, then it's much easier to cultivate and maintain mindfulness. Yeah. If there is a, if you have some kind of mindfulness, then it's easier for your mind to be stable. Yeah, I mean, you build, it's easier to focus our minds.
Yeah.
And if there is correct or good meditative stabilization, then they will help in developing a wisdom to the developing gaining wisdom, the wisdom that is much more powerful than ever, something different, something more special. I mean, of course, here in this context, culminating will lead to the correct view, which in this case is the direct perception of
emptiness.
And I guess when you having correct meditative stabilization, in an ordinary sense, would, let's say, if it leads to correct view, the actual correct view, direct perception of emptiness, right? So those people who have reached that point in the path, right, and when they come out of that correct view, because of that experience, right, then it again affects, you know, their motivation again. It enhances their motivation. Then you have a, even you really have correct thought, a higher and a better version of the correct thought. And then of course then it affects their speech in a much more positive way and so forth. So it's ever increasing. The qualities are ever increasing.
What did the nation had to come on hand? Kapalang at tingin ba tapala yala yes to yan si yung kolambe matan ng mga lebel to si tinday kema yan si sosolo charge yan si pagita so na tomata sharap ko kuto bata lenge si be sharap o tisya na mitawa tisya na jawa de tinday ng napsi yung usyan to ko kuto ba tinday to na ta duksin ta kumbas shetum na ane si pendo yung ay otire
we shouldn't think of the eight branches of the Arya's path just only in the context of the path of meditation, which it is, yes, here in this context, but we shouldn't then therefore then regard these eight as something that has no bearing on us, no influence on us, because there is we look at it in a generic way, then we see some relevance, yeah, to ourselves at our level, right? So you start with correct view, which is essentially wisdom. It's just, you know, just that mind, the ability, you know, that just cognizing, just knowing basically what is lenient, what is good and what is bad.
Yeah. Ti toshe ya kuno nyamba yuma ti kenshi ngavi mijawa ane yuki mijawa ane tsoa no pache ane tsoa ineta toshe ane tenpa ya po miyo ya tenge ya po miyo ya ta ti mena toksin ta dhuru dhuru toshe ta kwa la muta meba kyangwa ya ti yungkuru ba ta toshe samba tama.
So you, when viewed in this way, in a positive way, right, in terms of generating positive results, right? So basically, you know, just that ability to be able to cognize, to be able to just know what is right and what is wrong, you know, then that is a wisdom, right? Is then enables that individual to have better motivation, and that will affect his speech in a positive way, and blah, 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 blah. But we can also look at it in terms of the absence. You know, what are the consequences of not having wisdom? Not having wisdom, just not knowing how to think. So if you don't know how to think, not if you don't have that wisdom, then you will not have. It's difficult for you to have good motivation, right? And without good motivation, of course, you will not have good speech, and you will not have. That means you will have bad speech, non-virtuous speech. You have non-virtuous actions of body. You have likely more to have a wrong livelihood, and you're not going to be exerting yourself, you're not going to be working hard, you're not going to have any mindfulness, and you're not going to have any concentration. And so then one goes on in samsara just over and over again. Yeah. So we will have the next, yeah, we will have another class on Tuesday, yeah, and we finish on Tuesday, yeah.
Okay, almost finish, huh? Oh yeah.
Okay, so finish off with the usual prayers.